call up for him is from East Greenwich, Rhode Island. You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to tell Mr. Nader that I think I approve of all the things he stands for, but at the same time, I felt he was a spoiler in the last election. I think that most of the people who voted for him would have put Gore into the presidency if he hadn't run.
Ralph Nader.
I'd really like to answer that. First of all, I think the word spoiler is a contemptuous word that relegates third-party candidates to a second-class citizenship. They have every right, whether they're Libertarian, Natural Law Party, Green Party, Independent, to run for elective office. Please do not use that. If you want me to answer the question, who cost Al Gore the election, besides Al Gore and his bumbling campaign, the answer is George W. Bush and his entourage all the way from Tallahassee to the Supreme Court cost Al Gore the election, even though the retrospective surveys show that Al Gore actually not only won, of course, the popular vote, but he won the vote in Florida, and he should have been the president. Too Close to Call is the name of the best book on the subject, or one of the best books, by Jeffrey Toobin, the lawyer who works for the New Yorker magazine. I don't think people who exercise their freedom of speech to tell people don't run should then tell people not to exercise their freedom of speech, which is what running for political office is all about. A fundamental exercise of political speech, free speech. You can argue, challenge, oppose, but please don't say to anybody, don't run, unless you're willing to say, don't talk, remain silent. Not very American.